What is going on, family? Incredible, incredible day. Welcome to the YPM podcast, the Your Perspective Matters podcast. We are a personal growth podcast focusing on being uncomfortable, right? We are intentional about that. And the reason why is because uncomfortability breeds growth. Now, I want to get intimate with you guys right now in this moment, because we are in the midst of a series called Focus, right? For those that saw the first episode of this series, we have a formula, right, on focus. And the first F is faith. And I've been writing notes, and I already have some notes with each one. And what's so amazing is that what God allows, he uses, right? So even in the midst of you not committing and you not doing something, it is still a part of his plan. Now, with this series, right, I want to be upfront, because this is going to be the episode that should not be first. But in my standard, it shouldn't be first. But God is allowing me to speak about this first, right? Oh man, I gotta skip all the way down to the S. This is what we're gonna be talking about, is the S in focus. So it's kind of like we're gonna start at the beginning, which was faith. Then we're gonna skip down to the S, and then however God moves is however he wants to move with the other episodes, right? But I want to talk to you on the topic of sacrifice. This is so good. This is so good. I want to talk to you on the topic sacrifice. And I have a question for you, right? The question is, are you willing to give it up? Are you willing to give it up? And I was just listening to my worship music, and the lyric says, you can have my heart. Oh man, y'all about to give me the worship. I gotta stay focused, right? You can have my heart. How many of us have been betrayed, backstabbed, hurt, cheated, lied on, because we've been open to the hurt? We've been open to the pain, right? So in the midst of sacrifice, you have to understand, you got to be willing to do it. You got to be willing to give something up. In the lyrics, you can have my heart, they're willing to give up their heart. And it's so funny that this is what we're talking about, because I had a conversation with somebody at work today. And he was having relationship issues, and he was stating that he's not sure if he's single or together. I was like, elaborating. He was basically stating that she, his girlfriend, or the person he's involved with, is going through a lot, but she's not expressing that she needs time, space, and all of these different things, right? Cool. And I was expressing to him that I've been there before, where I've been the person. I've been him, where I was confused on what we're doing, and I've been her, where it was difficult for me to express because of what I went through, right? But when it comes to hearts, when it comes to love, I had to express to him, I need you guys to understand, right? He said I asked him a question. I said, do you want love? He said, yeah, I want love. And he was expressing to me prior, before I asked him that question, that he's always had a wall up. But with her, this is the first time he's actually had a wall down, right? And what most people don't understand is you have to be willing to let that guard down. You got to be willing to let the wall down, right? And this is so critical, right? If you are taking notes, I need you to write this down, right? I said that if you want love, right, the same door or the same wall that you have up, let's go with wall, right? the same wall that you have up as a defense to block out the hurt that you don't want to have is the same wall that is going to forfeit the love that wants to walk through that, that wants to go through that wall as well. In other words, the same door that you're closing, that saying this is the door of pain, is the same door that love has to walk through. So if you don't have that door open, you're not going to receive love, ever. I promise you that. But the thing is, when you open that door, not only does love come through, well, there's a possibility of love coming through, but there's also hurt. You have to be willing to get hurt in the midst of your sacrifice. When you are sacrificing something, you are willing to give up something, right? It is, what is it? It's the cost of something that you're not willing to give up. Did I say that right? I did. Sacrifice is the cost of something that you're not willing to give up. But in other words, which is a crazy way, you gotta be willing to give it up to get the greater. So you gotta be willing to give up the good for the great. To give up the ex for the spouse. To give up the addiction for peace. To give up the dollar for the business. Like, you gotta be willing to give these things up. If you're not, oh man. And it's like, yes, is a cost that you're not willing to pay, but you're willing to go through it anyway. And that's the tough part. Like I want you to talk to me, right? Talk to me real quick, right? Has there ever been a time in your life where you're like, you know what? I do not want to go down this route. I do not want to give this up. Right, for some of us, it could be weed, right? Or not weed, smoking. Let's just put it that way, right? For some of us, it's like, I do not want to give up smoking, because if I give up smoking, I gotta what? Face my reality. I don't want to give up drinking. If I give up drinking, then I gotta walk through life with a sober mind. I don't want to give up sex. If I give up sex, then I won't be able to feel that pleasure that gets me to a high. It gives me the confidence because I can perform and do whatever I want to do. I don't want to give up this job because it's making me the income. Like, you gotta be willing to give up some things for the greater, right? And I got only 3 notes on today. So this might be a short episode. I'm going to allow God to do whatever, however you want, right? But hold on. Let me just do this real quick. I'm sorry about that, family. Lost train of thought a little bit. But yes, sacrifice. Are you willing to give it up? Right? So, I got 3 notes. Note number 1 is God, sacrifice is God's love language. Sacrifice is God's love lango. You gonna talk dirty to him if you talking about sacrifice. Whew. Let me tell you, if you are willing to sacrifice some things or willing to be the sacrifice, that allows God to use you. I guess this is going to immediately go into my third note, right? To be a sacrifice is to be an example. So you allowing and submitting, hey, I'm willing to be a sacrifice. All right, this is so good because it's both sides. There's the things that you need to sacrifice, and then there's you being a sacrifice. So let me go with both of those, right? Let me first go with the things you gotta give up, right? I gotta see law. I gotta breathe real quick because this is gonna be so good, right? If sacrifice is God's love language, then that's the open door and the key to being able to gain everything that you want through God. What's that saying? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Seek his face, right? It says, if you seek his face, you have access to his hands. So many times when we come to, how should I say this? When we want to be in a relationship with some people, right? We realize that they have certain access. And when they have certain access, we want a part of that. So if we are connected to them relationship wise, then we can get the access, right? But it takes some things for you to be able to gain that access, right? And I'm kind of like going back and forth, but it's just so much juiciness that I can go with, because this is just so good. So let's just say you're in a relationship and there's this person that is an athlete, right? There's this person that's an athlete, but they're a high level athlete. Let's just say they're in the NBA, NFL, one of those, right? And the access they have is not only just the money, but just, well, let's just do that. They got access to the money. They got access to the finance, to the areas that you can go, right? You get invites and all of these different things. You don't gain the benefit of that access just because you are in a relationship with them. It takes a process for you to be able to get to that point. If the person that you want access from, if the person that you're trying to get into a relationship with doesn't feel like they are loved, then you won't get access. Even if you know them, if they don't feel the love that they need, you won't get access. You won't get the access. That's very similar with God. If you don't learn how to love God in his love language, what is it that they say we have the five love languages? And what happens is we end up trying to love somebody with our own love language instead of loving them with theirs. So now there's a clash of communication. There's a clash of being able to be vulnerable, right? Now there's more walls being built up. There's more boundaries that, quote unquote, boundaries, or maybe we just add on. We start stacking on those boundaries. We probably have maybe one or two, but because this person is loving me through their love language, I can't receive that if it's not mine. Can we be real, right? Can we be honest on today, or not honest? Can we be uncomfortable, right? Do I have your permission to make you uncomfortable? If I have your permission, proceed to listen to this, right? Because the thing about it is another part of God's language is prayer. Another part of God's love language is prayer, right? And the problem that many of us have and don't even realize is the fact that there is a level where when you pray, you just pray and you talk to him however you want. Cool, because you are a babe in Christ. You're just coming to him. At least you come to me and you're able to tell me something. However you want to say it, cool. But there comes a level of discipline and accountability where now you know what God pushes away. So there's so many times that because we know the language of God, because we know God's expectations and his rules and commandments and all these different things, we stick with that same concept of coming to God however we want to and praying however we want to, and our prayers become powerless. Our prayers end up not reaching God. Oh man, can I be real with you guys? Like, can y'all allow, can this be a maybe a spiritual teaching moment, right? I don't know why God want me to go here, but this is where we're at, right? Many times we are praying and we're like, God, I don't I or better yet, we're telling our friends and family and our pastor and all these people, hey, God hasn't answered. And the reason why God hasn't answered is because when you tried to call him, it didn't even ring in the first place. It never reached him. You ever try to get on the phone and call somebody and it just you're thinking it's ringing on your end, but the person that you're trying to call, it never rings. See, in their side, their phone may be off or they might not have any reception. Or better yet, you might not have any reception where you're at. So you're thinking the phone call went through and then it doesn't. The missed call doesn't show or anything. The beautiful thing is God sees your attempt. But we can't just go and be cool with just the attempt. The attempt is only the first part. The first part. There's my guy, I'm about to say Jim Rohn. What is his name? What is his name? John C. Maxwell. And he talks about the five levels of leadership. And the first level is position. When you become a CEO, when you become a doctor, when you become a father, when you become a spouse, when you become whatever, and you gain the title. People think that just because you have the title is the end all be all, but that is just the first part. I need you to understand, don't go to God with your mediocre prayers. Oof. Don't go to God with your mediocre prayers. See, if you are a babe in Christ, if you're new to this, and you're trying to figure out how to, cool, God will receive it. I promise you, he will. Because he just needs you to take the steps and come. Because when you come, he's going to correct you. Right? There's the teaching and the correction, which allows you to understand the expectation and the accountability. And now you have to do what you just learned. So, if I was to tell, let's just say I'm in a relationship. Okay, cool. I'm in a relationship. Let's just say, not even let's just say, this is what it is, right? I tell people, hey, don't hit me in my face, even when you're playing, because that's a trigger point. It doesn't matter who you are, if you hit me in my face, I will hit you back. I will hit you back. So, boom, you go and you hit me before that, right? You go and hit me in my face, boom, but oh, hold on. Now I reveal to you, don't hit me in my face, because that's not cool. You don't like it if I do it to you, don't do it to me. But most of all, don't do it to me because I'm going to react, right? So I give you the warning. I let you know what the repercussions is. Then when you continue, you can't say sorry in that moment. Some people say, you know, I'm going to pray and then that's it. I'm going to tell God this is what it is. I need you to help me. And then I'm going to ask for forgiveness and then I'll be forgiven because that's a forgiving God. But we have such a remedial praise, or not even praise. We could go on praise on another time, but a remedial effort of loving God, that God is not satisfied with that. Therefore, God doesn't receive what you give him. See, we as Christians and pastors and preachers and teachers, it's a lot of, hey, I need you to go and just, you got to pray. Like, this is the key to your relationship with him is prayer, right? That's your communication with God. But we don't talk enough about it not being received by God. So because you know the repercussions and you still act in that manner, why do you think God should bless you? That's the reason why he doesn't give us everything that we ask for all at once. Because we ain't ready for it. We ain't ready for it. The S in focus is sacrifice. The F in focus is faith. So if we don't believe, regardless of the situation, we'll never get to a point where we learn how to sacrifice some things for the better, but this is the other side to it where we become the sacrifice. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, man, this is so good, right? And it literally hit me as I was listening to my worship music. I was just in ministry just now, and once I heard sacrifice, it was saying, I want to give you my heart, right? Being willing to give it up. And understanding, they said, I want to be a sacrifice, pure. I want to be a sacrifice. I can't even say all the lyrics. I'm going to have to sing it. But basically stating that I want to be a sacrifice. When you look at you wanting to be a sacrifice, you are the demonstration. You are the example. You're saying to God, if you're telling God, hey, I want to be a sacrifice, so I want you to use my life. That's what it said. The lyrics said, I want you to use my life as a sacrifice. I'm just trying to play the lyrics in my head. But yes. So that means that I want you to put me up as an example. How many of us have said, hey, I want you to use my life as a sacrifice? And I understood that means that he's going to use you as an example. But you're going to be used. Which means a part of being used may be that in some moments and sometimes you might have to be humiliated. A part of it is sometimes you might have to be a bridge that somebody walks on, which means some people that you are connected to becomes the people that's actually going to walk all over you. I hope that didn't go over your head. You are the bridge, which is you are the connection from one point to another. And being that connection, being that bridge, which is that example, that means people have to walk on you. So, we are not prepared for a lot of things that we ask. That side of being a sacrifice comes humility. God, whatever you want to do, a part of sacrifice Ooh, this is so good. I gotta write this down. Ooh. It says sacrifice will reveal trust. Sacrifice will reveal trust. If you are able to be a sacrifice for a specific someone or something, let's just go with someone, right? It'll reveal how much you trust that person. Because you know that you gotta go through the most. There are so many situations and seasons in our life where we go through some bull. We go through some BS. We go through some mess. We go through some trauma. But it led us to a victory. It led us to purpose. It led us to something beautiful. It allowed us to grow. But had we known that we was gonna go through this to get there or to become this, we would have denied the opportunity in the first place. But when it comes to sacrifice, you are aware. Well, let me put it like this. You are aware that you're going to go through something when it comes to sacrifice. You may not always know what you're going to go through, but at least you're open to going through it. When you're not in the level of sacrifice and things happen for you or happen to you, you're completely oblivious. You're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? But had you known that you're going to get $1 million, you might be a little bit on, okay, cool. At least I'm getting something. But then does that become worth it? Oh, this is so good. Whoo! Jesus, thank you. Sometimes God allows us to go through a situation blindfolded, because if we actually saw the end of the road, we would make what's current more important or bigger than what's at the end. Oh man, this is so good. Oftentimes we devalue, or we will, or we can for sure devalue the end of the road, the goal, the thing that we're going to become, the thing that we're going to receive. We'll say, you know what, this mess and this thing that I'm getting, oh, nah, it's not worth it. I'm good. You would immediately say, you know what, this money is not worth it. This person, I got to go through this for this. Oh, nah, you crazy. You're bugging out. You got to be out your. You got, what you on, cocaine? You really think I'm going to go through that just to get this? But you're devaluing the destination. You're devaluing what you're going to receive. Oh man, this is so good. So God allows you to go through it blindfolded, not realizing what you're going to go through, and also not knowing the end of it all. And all he's asking you to do with F is trust. Are you willing to believe despite whatever you go through? Do you trust me? And that's one of the biggest things God wants you to do, is trust him. Many times that's the effort. It's not even the fact that, you know, I gotta do a lot of things. It's I gotta sit in this and trust him. I tell people all the time, this is my example of the faith, the level of faith that God wants, right? We talk about the mustard seed, right? That's cool. But when we talk about actual Not that it's not that that's not actual. That is real faith, right? But the level of faith that I believe God wants some of us right now to have for us to obtain the things that He's promised us is He's gonna say, "Hey, my child, I need you to go to this highway. Let's just say Highway 95. And I want you to walk in the middle of the road. No, I want you to cross from one side of the highway to the other. And I'm telling you that you will not be hurt. But this is the command, this is the instruction that I need you to do. These cars are going 70 miles per hour. In anybody's mind, including mine, I'll be like, God, you are crazy. God, I don't know if there's any, if you could smoke up there, but you got to be smoking with your angels. Because there's no way in the world you're gonna tell me to go on. First of all, it's already difficult to get onto the highway by walking. Like, there's some places I've driven that you can't just walk on the highway. It is very challenging. These cars come nonstop. So for you to make it on the actual highway, not just to turn onto the where you're merging onto the highway. I'm talking about after you merge onto the highway, then you get there and then you gotta cross over. And then you're telling me I'm not gonna get hurt. God is saying, it might be you. He's saying, do you trust me? Are you willing to be a sacrifice? Are you willing to be the example? And I guess I gotta say this on every episode, but your promise, I'm sorry, your process is connected to somebody's promise. We'll get on your promises eventually, but your process is connected to somebody's promise. So because you had enough faith and you trusted God to get through this situation, it leads somebody else where it opens doors for them that they could have never closed unless if you went through what you had to go through. Hello. Do you trust me? You talk about you want to be in a relationship with me. You talk about you want access to what I have. You talk about you want me to love you unconditionally, but do you trust me? Do you trust me? Right? So this one, this last nugget that I want to mention is so beautiful. I had to write this down because, boy, oh boy, it hit deep. This is a long one, right? It says, I think it starts with if, but you wait it. Okay, if you wait for the community, yeah, it is if. Let me just make sure I put that. Boom. Sorry. If you wait for the community to get on the same page about what God is doing in your life, you will miss God and gain the community. But if you dare to stand out against your community, you won't ever have to worry about missing God. I'm gonna repeat this one more time for the latecomers, for the people that wasn't listening, for the people that are way far in the back, for the people that purchased their cheap tickets, not their front row tickets, right? Listen up. It says, right? Sorry about that. If you wait for the community to get on the same page about what God is doing in your life, you will miss God and gain the community. But if you dare to stand out against your community, you won't ever have to worry about missing God. Ooh, that was heavy. Sacrifice leads to separation. There's another word for it that goes with this as well, but I'm going to stick with separation for now. Sacrifice leads to separation. Because with sacrifice, you will have the choice of being what we call, quote unquote, normal to society, or being abnormal to society. There's no such thing as normal or abnormal when it comes to God. But when it comes to the world, when it comes to our peers, society, you will be faced. Do I do the thing that makes me normal, good or bad, to everyone else? Or do I do the thing that makes me different? Sacrifice will set you apart from everyone else. If you choose to be like everyone else, social media expert, if you choose to be like everyone else, entrepreneur, if you choose to be like everyone else, influencer, if you choose to be like everyone else, digital marketer, you will gain, Jesus, you will gain the community and miss God. But if you take a chance and you are bold enough to say, you know what, I'm gonna shout God's name in the parking lot. I'm going to preach the gospel in a strip club. I'm going to go to the jails and I'm going to say, do you want to be saved? I'm going to go to my job and say, I love you. If you dare to be different, if you dare to stand on God's will, you'll never have to worry about missing God. This is so good. This is so good. And there has been times in my life where I know for sure I've missed God. And it hurts because I stand on this, right? For those that know me, Operation Hope, help one person each day. And there are times where the opportunity was there for me to help somebody, and I chose not to. I was supposed to pray for somebody. I was supposed to do the podcast episode. I was supposed to call someone. It was so many different things that I was supposed to do that I didn't answer the call. And I missed out. This is for the person that's procrastinated about their business idea. This is the person that procrastinated about their business. This is the person that said, you know what, I got this skill and I got this talent and I got this voice, but I haven't done nothing with it yet. What happens is, if you do not do what God calls you to do, He's gonna get someone else to do it. What's that meme that we all talk about? Get someone else to do it. That's exactly what happens when you don't answer his call. Oh man, okay. Can I get deeper, right? When I'm talking about missing God, I'm talking about many times there's a God creates a window, even in the midst of your failure and your disbelief and all of your disobedience. He creates a window for you to get it together, and he's about to do exceedingly above all you could ever ask or think in this moment. But you don't answer the call, somebody else is going to reap the benefits because they answered it. And it doesn't matter how they answer it. They could have been angry. They could have been upset. They could have been worried. They could have not had the resources. They could have ended up being confident. But because they answered the call. My guy, Tim Ross. Shout out to him for creating his app, right? And now his episodes, or a lot of the stuff that he does is on the app, right? So a lot of the money that he's making now is really tripled, or 10x because of the fact that his audience is to him now. But he said something so powerful. He said that when so he did a launch with the app, and he was expressing that had he not answered the this is what he said. He said that it wasn't even supposed to be him to be doing that. He answered the call that was for someone else. And they missed out. So because they didn't answer the call, it allows him to step in and answer the call and reap the benefits. See, we get so caught up with, you know what, God promised me this, but there's some things that we mess up. There are some things that we mess up because it is more up to you than it is up to God for the thing to be done. We want to, God, where are you? God, what are you doing? God, why you didn't show up? God, why you didn't help me in this situation? God. Why? You. But the fact of the matter is, you need to do this. Right? Let all the fingers, like, you know how when you say if you point, you got three, right? You got the three pointing back at you. But we need all five fingers. You see this? Like the got him. You gotta do that to you. You gotta point to you, right? You. Man, accountability. You have to understand that it is way more up to you than it is up to God. God has already done his part. His part is already done in the earth. As it is in heaven, or in heaven as it is on earth. There we go. Starts in heaven first. It starts with him first. It's created and done and established, done, signed, sealed, and delivered. All of that with him first. Then it drops down here. So, I mean, if God does his part already, or he did his part already, so now it's time for you to get tagged. You're it. I wish I had the like. I wish I had like a referee whistle so I could blow the whistle. Because, or I wish I had like audio system to do the, the referee whistle because we're gonna. God done subbed you in the game. If you're listening to this or you're watching this replay over, I want you to type in the comments, "I'm subbed in." Because it is your time to do your part. It's not enough for us to focus on giving the remedial work. We got to do way more than that. I was at work and we were in this position called the runner for the retail department. And there was this store that we're the runner for. So we got to make sure we stock the chips and the candies, the cakes, and all the liquids, right? All the sodas, waters, juices, and the liquor. Cool. I was doing my part. And then my supervisor came to me and said, "Hey, can you look for such and such?" I said, "Okay, what happened?" He said, "Yeah, I told him to stack, to fill up the chips and the what's it, the cakes or whatever. But he's only putting it like a quarter of the way or halfway, and then that's it. And I want him to do it all the way." I need you to go all the way. I need you to extend your effort all the way. You cannot say, "Hey, I want to build my business. I want to do all these things," but then you give remedial effort. You receive what you give out. You get what you give. So if I'm going to give remedial, my blessing will be remedial. If I'm going to go hard and give my all, then for sure it'll be 10x. It doesn't matter what you lose during the process. You will lose something. You will lose some people that you love dearly, some people that you care for, some people that know that you used to wet the bed when you were like you're gonna lose some really dear people to you. But that's the cost. That's the sacrifice that we're not willing to pay. But you gotta be willing to sacrifice. Which brings me back to question number one. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to give it up? Because God has something greater. Family, this has been such an amazing episode. I'm so surprised that I went to do this episode first, because it definitely doesn't go in order, but I'm just letting you know that this is the S of focus, which is sacrifice, right? We still have the O, the C, and the U to do, which is going to be great. But you should already know that F is for faith and S is for sacrifice. If you don't have the first four, you'll never get to the X, which means you won't ever have complete focus. And I want to give you this formula of focus, so that way you have the tools, you have the resources, you have what you need to get it together. So, Almighty Father, Lord, we come saying thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. God, we ask that you allow every listener and every viewer to not just see or hear from me, but hear from you, God. God, we ask that you lower my voice and lower my visualization, but allow them to not just picture you, but to feel you and to honor you and to trust you. God, we ask that you continue to create and strengthen your relationship with them. Help them to know, help my viewer and my listener to know that you love them. Help them to know that they are worth it. Help them to know that they have the strength to do it. But even when they feel weak, that their weakness is made strong in you, because they are not fit to do the work on by themselves, but they are fit to surrender it to you. So in this moment, we surrender our problems. We surrender our frustrations. We surrender our mental blocks. We surrender everything that's blocking us, that we are trying to take initiative of being the one to be the problem solver. And we say, God, you be the problem solver. We just want to reap the benefits by doing the hard internal work. Got to work on our hearts that we are no longer going to love conditional, but we love unconditional. That we are no longer going to hold on to the guilt, but we are going to be able to forgive. That we are no longer going to be inconsiderate, but we are going to focus on giving people grace. God, I ask that you help allow the space between our actions and what we say to be shortened. That it becomes true and impactful. God, help us and make us aware of what we say, think, or do in each and every moment of our lives. God, help us to get through this process so that way somebody that's connected to us can get to the promises that you have for them. In Jesus' name we pray, as the YPM family, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go! If you haven't already, subscribe to the YPM pod on YouTube and the Your Perspective Matters on any other audio platform. Just to let my viewers know, eventually at some point, matter of fact, I don't even know if I can say that, but I'll let that be. Overall, family, please subscribe to the podcast if you want to know more. There's a beautiful announcement that I can't wait to reveal within the next, I want to say, month and a half, maybe even less. It might be very much sooner than that. So without further ado, I'll see you on the next YPM podcast. Because guess what? Your perspective matters.